We've been warned about it for years. Next week, Elliott Lake City Council will look at a plan for major repairs to the Reuben Wiley Jutte Aquatic Center adjacent to Elliott Lake Secondary School. On Tuesday night, at its final meeting prior to the municipal election, the council will be asked to suspend municipal pool programming pending repairs and open the gates for the design phase of the project. If the council decides to go ahead with this arrangement, it will be up to the new council elected on October 24 to decide how much more work should be done. To allow for already approved repairs, the pool was closed on June 25 and remained shut down. Armed with several consultants' reports, Special Projects Manager Bill Golding recommends council budgets of $1,922,535 for repairs to the pool fixtures, plumbing, and below-deck services. The design work is supposed to take 14 weeks, and construction is 24 weeks more, for a project total of 38 weeks. Golding also recommends the city apply for more Northern Ontario Heritage Funding Corporation, NOHFC, grant money to help pay for the work. Back on July 10, 2021, NOHFC approved a $500,000 grant for the repair and replacement of mechanical and HVAC systems at the pool. On May 9 of this year, the council awarded a $1,050,881 contract to the Ainsworth Company to install a new dehumidifier, boiler, HRV equipment for the viewing area and boiler room, exhaust fans, heat and air conditioning for the fitness room, HRV for change rooms, and the replacement of ductwork. Funding of $550,881 for the project was to be supplied from reserves, and $500,000 in funding from NOHFC. In his written report, Golding noted, not surprisingly, this project experienced some delays due to the state of the post-COVID-19 construction market. While the pool has been leaking for some time, just since the beginning of September, daily water losses have increased to 2 to 4 centimeters. That's approximately 6,000 to 12,000 liters per day. Pool leaks increase when the pumps are running. There is also a question about the underpinning of the pool deck, and an inspection of the deck must be done when the pool is closed. Staff applied to NOHFC for funding for an additional $3 million project and expects funding for phase one of it, based on $0.50. The project would include removing and replacing the pool deck, replacing the underlying plumbing, replacing pool pumps and mechanical equipment, re-tiling pool and deck surfaces and refurbishing the electrical systems. An Aquatic Associates report indicates that the pool structure itself is sound. However, it notes areas in which soil underneath the concrete deck and pool have subsided and offers a course of repair to remediate. It indicates that the pool deck slab should be underpinned immediately, but in terms of structural integrity, the remainder of the issues identified are recommended to be addressed on a 5-year or longer timeline. Tuesday's council meeting will be live-streamed on the city's website at 7 p.m.